Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening to this. And we were just saying it's been a while since we've had a headlines episode where we feel like there's a lot of big headlines and we're kind of like really excited to dive into all of them. Usually we're always excited to record, but this is next level this week.
I feel like we've had like a lot of pent up thoughts. Like, no joke, yesterday my brain was like spiraling. I was like, oh my God. You know, well, that meme with the math calculations and everything?
Oh, yeah.
I felt like my face was on unpacking everything we're about to talk about.
And I will just say, full disclosure, we will most likely leave something out because there has been so many things. So we're going to try to get through all of them. And we're recording this at 2:30 Central Standard Time on Friday. So if something breaks while we're recording, because it seems like there's been craziness, just know we missed the window.
We tried.
we tried our best. Leah, Leah McSweeney from former Real Housewives of New York. I guess her OnlyFans account was not giving her enough money in the bank. And she is now suing Andy. So listen, I'm not saying I think Andy's a perfect person. I'm sure he's made mistakes and, you know, I think sometimes you don't get to the top without screwing over a few people. So I'm not going into this thinking like he can do no wrong. But I don't know if he can be held accountable for production. She's claiming encouraged her to drink, knowing she was like trying to remain sober. She threw out there that he does cocaine with a new word I learned, a coterie of people, of housewives. She also brings up like the whole thing with her grandma a lot. And like, it's really sad that you missed like your grandma passing because they were filming. But I do think women have left like filming and things before for those moments. So I don't know. I guess I'm just having a hard time being like, yeah, these are really shitty situations. But like, how is this Andy's fault and why are you suing him?
Yeah. And also if Andy wants to do coke in his spare time with a bunch of housewives, it's also none of our business. Like, I don't care. It kind of goes back to that video that was released of him at a gay club where he had a moment. It's like, it's none of my business. Like, I don't care.
Right. Like, if he wants to rub someone's nipple in his own privacy, let him do it. Like, I don't know. I get cocaine's like illegal or whatever, but like, let's be real. I'm sure there's several other Bravo celebrities out there doing it. Like, I don't know. I'm just struggling with like, why is this Andy's fault? And like, why are you now suing?
And you also chose to go on Ultimate Girls Trip. It's just like, it's not adding up for me. A lot of people have come to Andy's defense though. We've seen comments from the new Roni, Aaron Leachy,
Crystal thanked him for another great season.
Kyle Richards, Margaret Josephs, Megan King Edmonds. Or Megan King, I should say. But a lot of people have come to his defense. There are a few of the blacklisted housewives who did like her post, who were all about taking down Bravo, the Vendetta.
Allegedly,
Jenna Lyons
liked the post and then unliked it. Brandy, obviously, who is not suing, but claimed that Andy made a off the mark, like a inappropriate comment to her. She came forward in support of Leah. I mean, obviously Bethany's like loving this because I think it's her goal in life to like bring down Andy Cohen. I don't know. I guess I'm struggling to see like, why is this a suable offense?
I agree. And also, listen, sobriety is a serious thing. It's also, though, I feel like something that you own as the person. Like, you make your own decisions. So I just don't know where lawsuit is viable. And again, if you guys are looking more for the legality standpoint of things, the Bravo docket is a great place to go. But we're just giving you our highlights and our initial gut reaction to hearing this lawsuit.
Another sad note. Marlo finally got her peach and now she is done with Housewives and is leaving. I'm sad with this one. I don't think I'm shocked, but I don't know. I just feel like we're always going to have a soft spot for Marlo.
We are. And I would say like when everyone was like, why do we give her a peach? You and I were like, no. Like,
yeah, don't take it away. Yeah.
Like, don't take it away. But I mean, I think with Portia coming in, you guys talked about Portia's divorce last week. I think they're just making room for budget, in my opinion, unfortunately. Yeah. And Marlo, I think we've gotten to see a lot from her. And I don't feel like it will be the last of Marlo. I wouldn't be surprised if she's at a party or having a coffee with someone. I still think we'll see her to some capacity.
She'll be a BravoCon. Like, yeah, I don't think
she should be on Ultimate Girls Trip.
She really should.
That would be fun with Marlo. I think Marlo on Ultimate Girls Trip would be a really great time.
A few of you guys came for me for this one for posting it on stories, and I'm going to stand by it. I do not understand why Real Housewives of Salt Lake City chose Milwaukee as their, like, you know, they always go on like a long weekend, more like domestic vacation. I know Trixie from like the Trixie Motel was doing an event at a bar, and they're saying that's why. Look, you guys, I would say the same thing of Kansas City, of St. Louis. I'm going to throw Indianapolis in there. Like, Midwest, some of these Midwest cities in February, mind you, I don't see these as like huge draws, housewife destinations. Now they got lucky because the weather was really nice, but then also I heard that there were like tornadoes, like warnings, like tearing through Chicago and Milwaukee. I don't know. Just like, also, I love Milwaukee. I have a friend who lives there. I've visited in the winter. It is very cold. There's not as much to do, but in the summer it's beautiful. I love your beer gardens. I love your water. It is not a housewife city.
No, and I do feel like we had a lot of people on the who are from Milwaukee or on the also defense. Midwest. And,
yeah.
No,
who agreeing. Yeah. Agreeing. Several agreed, but several got upset.
I saw a lot that agreed. So, but yeah. I'm just like, damn, where's the budget? So we got Potomac going to the DR. We have Beverly Hills going to Spain. And then Salt Lake is still, it's like they're still prisoned by Jen Shah and aren't getting out of the damn country.
Yeah, we're like, who is being arrested? They sat courtside for a Milwaukee Bucks game, which like, the Bucks are good. That's cool. But I also like a lot of you are like, well, it wasn't the Utah Jazz. So we know that there wasn't, I guess the phrase, I missed this when they were saying that Lisa did sexual favors for like those tickets. They called it jizz for jazz. and they're like, well, there was no jizz for jazz if the Jazz weren't in town playing the Bucks. I don't know. Just to me, I was like, maybe we'll be surprised. And maybe this is like the new thing they're going to do. They're going to pick these cities that are like really unexpected and no one's like.
Yeah, but this isn't Top Chef. This is Housewives. I'm going to sound like Jeff Lewis right now. Housewives, I mean, like, we want to see aspirational a little bit. We want to see a PJ. We want a little bit more.
Yeah, to me, it's not Milwaukee in February.
And this
shocked me because I didn't even know she was in a serious relationship. But Brielle, Kim Zolciak's daughter, is engaged. She posted on her Instagram and showed like a cute little FaceTime with her mom. She seemed really excited. I just will forever remember Kim tweeting, who does Brielle have to blow to get tickets? Was it to like a Drake concert?
No, John Legend.
John Legend. Yeah. And so I'm just like, well, I guess she's not gonna be able to blow anyone for tickets anymore if she's getting married. Oh, or maybe she will. They could have an open marriage.
She has a type as an athlete. I think he's a minor leagues player. I just hope that she doesn't make the same mistakes her mom has made. Wow. And also, you guys, if you ever see a LinkedIn bio post from Kim Zolciak-Bierman, don't ever click on it. It's a cash grab. She posted it. Someone had shared like the court documents of how much she makes a month off of those. Don't do it. So don't fall for her shitty Photoshop with her and the peach acting like she's coming back. She's not coming back. Even though we would somewhat welcome it.
She was posting ultrasounds.
Yes.
Making it sound like her daughters were pregnant. Like, this is why I'm like, I don't know. This engagement could be fake and could be a cash grab too.
Kim is unwell. So.
Yeah. And her daughters, I mean, they're kind of cut from the same cloth. They were raised by her. It's like, I don't know. Almost like, is it their fault that they turned out this way?
I don't know. But God bless and good luck, Brielle. So moving on.
I am here for Kristen Cavallari and her cougar era, and I'm assuming this is just for wild, hot, good sex, but she's dating a 24-year-old. He is very well-toned. He looks like a pretty fit guy. He played football at Montana Tech, I think it is, where West, actually, from Summer House played. But look, they're in TikToks together. He's really hot. She says he's making her happy. They're a little cringe, but you know what? He can pick her up and probably bang her, give her some of the best sex she's ever had. We were saying that's probably what Taylor wanted with Travis at first. So
listen, I know men do it all the time, and I have no judgment over her being with a younger man. I do side-eye her a little bit because the TikToks give me the ick. He's got a lot of lip syncing TikToks and
too many. Posing like, with why? His yeah, muscles. He's just like, also just like, or he's just like puts a hat on and he's like,
well, does not like turn me on. So that gives me the ick, but it's also because I'm an elder millennial and we didn't do things like that.
Yeah.
But also, he's very hot. And I think I see them being done before summer. She's someone told me who listens to her podcast regularly that she like loves to be love bombed and then like move on. Like she's like aware of that. So she likes just, the high of the love or whatever's happening here. But I'm just kind of curious of like how he picked her up. Like I would like to know that story.
I would love to know that story. Also, I want to say there was a TikTok they did where she was wearing, he's like, I should have kissed you. It's like an old country song. That was cringe, but her body is unbelievable. I mean, the woman has had 3 kids and looks like almost better. I would say better than she did on the hills in Laguna Beach.
Oh, so, hell yeah. She looks She's incredible. Hot as fuck. He is lucky that she said yes.
I did see a comment. I think it was like E or Page Six posted about like, you know, Kristen Cavallari's new man. And someone goes, oh, look, she's finally showing her kids. That made me laugh. Just because she does cover her kids' faces for their privacy. And I don't know. I was like, I love a good, you know, shady comment.
So. You have to laugh, guys. We got to laugh.
All right, let's dive into something that's had us spiraling. Those of you who are part of the Commonwealth have shared with us, you don't understand the fascination that the palace has said Kate underwent abdominal surgery and will not be making any public appearances until after Easter, and that they just think that is what it is and we should all just take that at face value. Us Americans, we have lived through the Free Britney movement and we know when something is off, you got to speak about it because you never know who's being locked in a dungeon. And it could be Kate Middleton locked in a dungeon.
I am dying. I think the best thing to come from this, and literally it sparks so much joy, and we have a group text where we, every day, someone's sending a new theory. Shout out to Lucy on the ground. She's like, Kate's filming this third season of Traitors. Like, there's so much.
Or they're like, Kate hasn't been seen since rumors of Brittany and Jax were like swirling. Yeah. It's like Kate's hiding in Jax's new house.
Or Kate's at Schwartz and Sandy. So it's very comical, the internet.
She probably is just growing out bangs, though. Let's be real.
Yeah. So we have no idea what's happening. Obviously, we hope she's okay.
Yes.
And yes.
Wish her well.
It's none of our business. Some people are like, why do you guys care? It's none of your business. I'm like, well, listen, when the palace, as we've seen, the firm likes to control the public eye. Like, this woman popped out some kids and took a picture. Like, it's just very sus.
Yeah.
Like, you can't deny us for being curious and how suspicious that is after one, everything we've seen with Meghan Markle and how she couldn't be protected, but now Kate is.
Yeah, Kate doesn't have to do public photos. Also, King Charles was seen leaving his cancer treatment center, and those are planned. Like, the palace allows the paps to take these photos. So that was the whole thing that, like, Harry was getting upset about. It was like, we would agree to want, like, do certain photos in hopes that we'd have privacy, and then we didn't get it. The castle controls that. So, like, I don't know. I'm just like, well, why aren't we seeing a photo of Kate? Like, it's
getting weird, as Nene Leakes has once said. It's getting weird, but the memes keep them coming because they make me laugh.
And I do love, and maybe it's because call us annoying and not obnoxious Americans. We're just going to lean into it. I love that we're probably, when I say we, I mean collectively, like, American Twitter. We are probably pissing off the palace because they are having to make statements, just repeating what they've said on a daily basis of, like, Kate Middleton is still recovering and will not be making any public appearances until after Easter. And then they're like, Kate is doing well and still recovering and will not be making any public appearances. Like, they have to do it every day. And it just makes me laugh because, you know, there's some guy who's like,
oh, they're so pissed.
Are you kidding me? These Americans, like, no one cares.
We're wanting proof of life. This is like turning like a hostage situation where, like, we need
free Kate.
Proof of life.
Hashtag free Kate.
Hashtag free Kate. We need proof of life. We need a picture. I've also died at, like, the Gone Girl memes of, like, where they put Prince William and then Kate. You just can't help but laugh. I mean, truthfully, we obviously hope she's okay. But if I were her, I would hope she has some humor and would laugh at some of these things.
If recovering, I'd be like, wow, like, people really care about me. Yeah. Like, I am so popular that I can't even recover from a hysterectomy or possibly, like, I don't know if she's come forward and said she has Crohn's, but some people think
some
that
people
might be
are
it.
Speculating that as well.
And that is I have alleged Crohn's and have considered that it's a surgery where basically, like, I'm going to get it wrong. I'm not a doctor. They, like, reorganize your organs because, like, with Crohn's, like, your colon isn't working properly. And they basically, like, do something with your small intestine. It is, like, obviously, like, you're rearranging organs. That would be a very serious surgery and that would require more of a recovery. I do feel like, though, just knowing the palace, like, we could get a stage photo of Kate, like, sitting just, like, shoulders up, and, like, she could have, you know, like, I don't know. I just feel like something could have come forward.
I mean, like a selfie, like, just give her a freaking photo.
The kids, like, she's just laying on the couch. Like, I'm enjoying this time at home while I recover. Thank you for the love and concern.
Exactly.
After Easter. What I'm going to love is on Easter Sunday when all of us are like, all right, Kate, where is she at? And then the palace has to come up with another excuse because they still locked her in the dungeon.
Hashtag free Kate.
Is down there. Elton John's going to get her out. Mark my words. He will.
I'm like dying. Okay.
Where is Elton John? Have we seen him recently?
I don't know.
Captured him too?
I don't know.
What if Meghan Markle is the one who somehow frees Kate? Wouldn't that be a twist?
That would be like a Frozen type plot line. I feel like this is Frozen 3.
Where she would like, yeah.
Frozen 3 is happening.
Megan's like, I had to be a bitch to protect you. And yes. Now I'm going to save you.
Wow.
this is like a tiny glimpse into the text messages that we've been living. Also, at the end of the day, I wish her well. If she is battling cancer,
like, she goes, I don't want to get canceled.
Yeah, or has up. Like a colostomy bag. I absolutely appreciate her privacy and not wanting to share that. We're just concerned, and the memes and theories have become a little fun and silly. And I feel like, you know, this is cheeky humor for you Brits, right?
Yeah.
All right. This isn't. There's nothing.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Cheeky about this. Jax and Brittany might be separating, might be doing all this to get publicity for their show that will be coming out soon. But Brittany did address it in the last 2 minutes of her podcast. So do not listen to the whole thing. God bless the person on Reddit that put the time mark out there, because I'm like, I am not listening to a full podcast episode. But Brittany basically said that she had mentioned in her podcast that, you know, marriage is tough. Her and Jax were going through a hard time, and that currently she is living in a different house, that they need some space. Jax then was like leaving the gym in these paps, just like, he's like, how did you guys know I was here? I'm like, because you called them. But he basically said, this is not a divorce, that they're going to be fine. And then said that, like, she's already back. They're already back in the same house.
Yeah, they're saying they're living together. But then it came out while we were recording earlier. It says, no, they're not on a path to reconciliation, and that she does move into a new rental home. And they have these pap photos of Brittany. Shout out to Lil Wayne, who she's repping in her shirts, packing her car with clothes. So my theory is Jax with Kate Middleton?
Yes. Kate Middleton is in Jax Taylor's house. She's going to be on season 2
of The Valley.
Whoa, that would be even more wild if, like, Kate ends up on a reality show because, like, you know, people suspect that, like, Harry and Meghan wanted that, didn't get it. This would be crazy.
That would be crazy. But all jokes aside, I wouldn't be shocked. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Obviously, yeah. Jax has never had a great reputation. I do genuinely do believe that Brittany has loved that man, and whatever transpired, like, for the fact that she married him even yeah. after he slept with someone next to an elderly person.
Like, yeah.
So, like, how bad was it? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think she will ever leave him unless he pushes for it. I think she might go live somewhere else for a little bit. I don't know. I feel like she married him knowing he's cheated. She has a kid with him. They were talking about kid number 2 over the summer, too, like, which is wild.
So I don't know. Wait, last question, though, because you kind of touched on this. Do you feel like this is publicity for the show? Yes or no?
I mean, if she full on, like, I think they're strapped for cash, too. Like, I don't think they're, like, rolling in it. So, like, if she full on, like, is getting another house and a lease, it makes me think that maybe there's a little bit more to it, like, truth to it. But it would not surprise me if this was to drum up ratings for their show. I think they need this show to do well. Also, like you said, like, he's cheated before. So why, like, why now? What was it like? I mean,
yeah, my only thing is that none of this happened while it aired. So
right.
It's like, yeah. Why, you know, risk all of that? So
maybe they're trying to go back and forth. Get a season 2.
I mean, no news is bad news, or like, what did they say? Like, all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
So I don't know. But guess what? I'm going to be a sucker and watch The Valley. And
you are?
Tune in. Yeah, I think I'll watch. Listen, regardless of this situation, outside of all of this, Jax is a horrible human being, but a wildly entertaining reality star. He is very entertaining. So I think I'll probably just check it out, and just out of curiosity, to be quite frank. So
I'll probably tune into the reunion and then make a determination if I want to go back and watch.
So we aren't covering it on the pod. Breaking news.
You can.
No. Yeah. I think I'll just, we have so many shows already. I think I'll end up watching. I won't watch it live, but I think I'll watch it for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for that sacrifice that you're making for all of us.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Okay. This one, Rachel Levis, AKA Raquel, is suing Ariana and Tom for eavesdropping, revenge porn, and I think like distribution of basically the sex video. Here's where I'm a little confused with it. I always actually thought, like, why is she not suing Tom Sandoval for that video getting out? It's because it was recorded apparently without her knowledge. And that had been a rumor out there. I'm guessing that's kind of the basis of this lawsuit. I don't know if Ariana, did they say she texted it or she showed it to people? Either way, she did distribute it. So I could see like being mad at her, but I feel like we should be suing Tom. I guess I'm not fully understanding like the suing of Ariana in this.
I don't either. And I think Talk of Shame kind of mentioned this. She did this in her story. And again, I feel like the Bravo docket, busy week for those ladies. My understanding, if you've been following along with Rachel's podcast and a lot of things that she said, that this lawsuit and what she has publicly said do not add up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like holes in her story. So I don't get it. The Ariana aspect of it, I don't get it. I'm a bit confused. And it, of course, the timing of it, it's like the anniversary of Scandoval.
Yeah.
So it's just, a bit sus. Listen, we've said this before. We're not going to listen to Rachel's podcast. I wish her. I genuinely do. I'm not like trying to hate on her, like right off in your little sunset, whatever. Do you? However, I'm just, it's timing is everything. And I feel like in Hollywood, like things don't happen at circumstance, like this lawsuit specifically.
Yeah.
So it's just very interesting to me.
Agreed. We'll just leave it at that. I will say, like, I totally understand why she would be suing Tom. And I'm just, we'll just leave it at that. Joe Bradley. All right.
Wow.
The rumors about
the rumors
about the boyfriends and the housewives is, and so it was rumored that Joe might have hooked up with Luann. We saw their flirtation take place during Watch What Happens Live. And then during the Southern Hospitality reunion, TJ said he was 99% sure that Joe had hooked up with Luann. And on last night's Watch What Happens Live, Danielle said she's also 99% sure because Joe was sharing his location with her and she saw that he was going to the Upper East Side. He claimed he was going to visit a friend from college, which unless your friend is like a trust fund baby, like only like the wealthiest are living in the Upper East Side. It's usually not people in their mid-20s, again, unless you're like, you know, trust fund baby. And that later basically, like, I guess I'm guessing he came forward or whatever, but then he stayed with her for 2 nights after it took place.
Which is, the whole thing was wild. Yeah. I did a little reel on it because just saying it out loud is crazy to me. And the fact that it's the Countess in all of this
is
also hilarious. Like, it's, I mean, sorry, this so happened to Danielle, but it's so on brand for Lou and just like crazy. She's like, oh, come over, darling. And like, she, I could just hear her voice and like, whatever.
Well, I love during her interview too. Like, I'm sure he kept being like, I have a girlfriend. So like, we have to keep this on the low, but I'll keep hooking up with you. Cause she was like, no, nothing happened. I mean, he has a girlfriend. If he gets rid of the girlfriend. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, Luann.
It's just so crazy. And Danielle like revealed that during Watch What Happens Live, she was making eyes at Andy cause she was wildly uncomfortable with their flirtation, like openly for flirtation. And she said that she ended it, but it's just so crazy. Sharing locations, big week. If you're a Love is Blind fan, you saw another thing broke. A similar scandal broke on Love is Blind due to sharing locations. It's a big week. Men continue to be stupid and not realize that you can. We can see where you might be. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. So I just, justice for Danielle, I suppose, and TJ.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps up this week. I'm sure something more is going to break. Someone's going to sue someone else and we're just going to have to cover that one next week, but you guys make it a great day or don't. The choice is yours.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.